continuing our tradition of learning for those who do not have someone to learn on their behalf, please learn this week's Mishnah on the Parsha in the merit of Chana Chaya Bas Chona. This year is brought to you by Chevel Om the Mishnah and the OU. This week's shir on Chanukah is entitled Miraculous Expansion. Almost as familiar as the wondrous miracle of the menorah, to which the 8 days of Chanukah correspond, is the Beis Yosef's question about this figure. From a flask of oil large enough only to burn for 1 day, the menorah, at that fateful time, burned for 8 days instead. Technically speaking, though, the duration of the miracle part was only 7 days. While the oil lasted for 8, it was supposed to have burned for one of those, meaning that the oil lasted for 7 extra miraculous days. Consequently, the Beis Yosef wonders, shouldn't the Yontif of Chanukah only have been a 7-day affair? One of the numerous resolutions proffered to this time-honored question is that of the Taz. He bases his exposition on a well-known incident from the Navi. In Melachim Beis, a distraught widow approached Elisha, the disciple and successor of Eliyahu HaNavi, himself capable of performing wonders, to relate her plight. She had no money to pay a hard-hearted creditor who was coming to seize her children as payment. Elisha asked her if she had anything in the house, to which she answered that a container of oil was her sole possession. The prophet counseled her to borrow pots from the neighbors and to empty her own oil into those pots. Heeding his instructions, the woman found that miraculously her own container seemed to be bottomless. She kept pouring and pouring more oil, filling container after container, way in excess of the small quantity with which she started. Eventually, she sold the surplus for a hefty profit, paid off the creditor, and had enough left for her own sustenance. It must be noted that when performing this miracle, Elisha first ascertained that the woman possessed some oil of her own. Why was this necessary? Couldn't someone of Elisha's stature, with the ability to affect supernatural occurrences, have arranged for abundant oil to appear even out of an empty jar? The Taz understands that an important principle is at play here. Apparently, miraculous blessing is not summoned from thin air. It must have some basis, however minuscule, from which to grow. And so Elisha could not have caused the oil to just appear. Instead, he had to utilize existing oil, from which much more of the substance would miraculously spring forth. This, too, was the basis for the Chanukah miracle. The oil of the first day was critical for the entirety of the miracle. In order for the oil to last the extra days, it had to expand from the original pre-existing store. And so a minuscule amount remained from that first day, which served as the basis for the ensuing miraculous fuel. Being such an essential part of the miracle, the first day was rightfully included in the festival established to commemorate this remarkable event. The Tamei HaMenhagim sees the Taz resolution of the Beis Yosef's query reflected in the Mo'os Tzur Him, as it says, Umenosar Kankanim, it was from the residual oil that remained in the flask, Nasa Nesla Shoshanim, that the miracle was wrought for the Chashmonaim. Because this fact, that the oil of day one was the critical factor enabling the performance of the miracle, was wisely and correctly discerned by the Bnei Bina, the wise ones. Therefore, Yimei Shmona Kavu Shiru Nanim, they established an 8, not 7, day festival of song and rejoicing, including that first day in the tally. Chazal teach us that the menorah is a symbol for the Torah itself. The aforementioned miraculous principle that when a firm basis is provided, there can be a great expansion of blessing applies to Torah as well. This idea is manifest in the Mishnah at the end of Uktzin, where the Mishnah states, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, the Holy One, blessed is He, Le'hanchel chol tzadik v'tzadik shalosh meos v'asara olamos, will grant as reward 310 worlds to each righteous individual. Shenemar, as it says in Mishlei, L'hanchel ohav ha'yesh, to bequeath substantial reward to my beloved ones, V'otzro sehem amale, and I shall fill their storehouses. The Mishnah here understands the above-quoted verse from Mishlei as referring to the incredible bounty awaiting the tzaddikim in the world to come. However, elsewhere, the Gemara in Sukkah seems to expound this pasuk as referring to something else entirely. Speaking of the marvelous accomplishments of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara states that he learned basically all there is to learn. Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, etc. In fulfillment of the verse, to bequeath substantiality to my beloveds, and I shall fill their storehouses. Is this pasuk in Mishnah referring to the world to come, or to the ideal quota of Torah study in this world? Reb Shneur Kotler explains that there really is no inherent contradiction. The verse in Mishlei actually reflects the very principle laid down by the Taz on a grand scale. The Sfarim relate that a main function of the Torah study in which we engage in this world is really only a preparation for the world to come. As a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is limitless, Torah contains infinite depths. The learning one accrues in this world serves as the building blocks for one to achieve the dazzling, boundless Torah wisdom contained in every facet of the Torah, secrets that will only be revealed in the world to come. In other words, by studying Torah in this world, one creates within himself the foundations of treasure houses, which will only be completely filled in the world to come. At that point, the Torah accumulated in this world will serve as the basis for an overwhelming outpouring of intense revelation from the Creator. From the comparatively limited amount he was able to achieve in this world, Hashem will multiply his store of Torah knowledge to the extent that it will expand to the capacity of entire worlds.